Hi, welcome to the program. Hi, I'm Paul from Global Voice Network and Logical Thinking. And maybe that'll be helpful here if I hit the right button. This is Logical Thinking on Global Voice Network and bbsradio.com. And today I'm so excited to have a special guest, Truman Burst, Dr. Truman Burst. He's he's the herbal health guru. And he is all things herbal, natural, and helps what ails you. I mean, his discoveries and health discussions Thursdays that occur on YouTube, just tremendous amounts of information on such a broad variety of topics. He has been in the industry over five decades, helping people with their own perfect life and their own perfect health. And without further ado, I'm going to bring Dr. Truman on. And welcome to the show, Truman. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me on, Paul. This is a wonderful opportunity to help people understand how to use natural remedies. Natural remedies have been really not available to people like they should be because of the because of the medical monopoly the good news is over the last 60 years I've developed a system of delivering natural remedy education information, all wrapped together with availability of the things that you need, all in one system. And that system is called Discoveries in Health Natural Remedy Live Discussions. And I teach a class every Thursday for 2 hours where you can call in, you can join me over Jitsi and YouTube and so forth. So I'm available for 2 hours to answer your questions. And yes, it's free. That's a free broadcast.
I've actually been on that program. And some of the stuff that you cover, I want to actually show your website, because your website is just a treasure trove of information. Let me go ahead and add that to the stream here. And you have just a huge list of ailments, and you go through exactly what natural remedies are out there to help with those issues. What are some of your most frequent, your most popular requests for what are the most popular ailments out there?
Well, there's so many people that are suffering with diabetes, and diabetes is completely curable. And so I developed a research, and I put together reports on this website, herbalhealthreview.com. And when you click on common conditions, you have this list of all these health issues: abscesses, acidosis, acne, adrenal fatigue, alcoholism, allergies. I mean, the list goes on. But one of the and you can click on these reports. And one of the reports for diabetes, A, B, C, D, I'm there. Here's the report. We click on that report, diabetes, and then we can go down and read more and get into that report and find out what the natural remedies that are working and the reason why people are no longer having diabetes within about 30 days.
Wait, 30 days to reverse diabetes? Yeah. Is that like type 2 or what?
type 1 and type 2, yes.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying that through diet and nutrition, through just returning to a whole food balance and taking the right natural substances, that you can reverse diabetes in 30 days?
Yes, we see it all the time. So it's an unnecessary health disorder, and it can be reversed, and it can be reversed in 30 days in most cases. I mean, if you've got other complications, let's say if there's eye disorders or if there's kidney disorders, which are generally associated with diabetes, then you're going to need to look at the kidney report. You're going to need to look at the heart report, the eye report. See, all of these reports have links then to the natural remedies that have been historically and traditionally used. And so we have these time-proven remedies, and I've compiled it all together. And you go on this website and you look at this information, and it explains what diabetes is. So you get an explanation of what it is and how it affects other complications such as premature atherosclerosis, strokes, kidney disease, eye damage, loss of nerve function. So all of these things need to be dealt with, and it depends on how bad their diet is and how exhausted the endocrine system is. So those things are going to have to take some time
what you're saying is that you go to the report for the key ailment, the key issue that you had, like, let's say, diabetes, and then you treat that. Now, you may have some other associative issues that were a result of diabetes putting an exorbitant strain on the immune system and the endocrine system. Now, once the diabetes begins to reverse itself and the endocrine system builds it back up and the immune system builds it back up, is it possible that some of those other conditions will begin to reverse themselves even if you don't specifically target the other ones?
Well, it's kind of like you roll into a service station, you got four flat tires and you only want to fix three. You're still not going to roll out of that service station. We need to look at the whole body as a complete mind, body, spirit. And when you do that, then you're including everything, and you're looking at every aspect, the mental situation. There's a lot of people with strokes and they've lost the use of limbs and so forth. So we can bring a lot of that back and reverse a lot of this. Even the eye damage, there's an eye kit, there's a kidney kit of natural remedies that the manufacturer of the 14,000 natural remedies I created in the last 60 years, that menu, which I get nothing from, because the government objected to my doing what I'm doing and getting this information out to people. So it was originally banned. It was banned in 2010. And then I had to fight the FDA and win the battle in court without an attorney. And I did that September
24, 2012. Okay, Basically, you created all of these herbal creations, and you don't profit from the sale of any of them.
That's absolutely correct, and that's what I proved in federal court, and that's how this system that the government still objects to, but there's nothing they can do about it because the judge told them to leave this system alone, leave me alone. The judge said, go after potato chip manufacturers and call me on the telephone if you have anything more to say because you're never coming back here. And, okay. And that's why this system's still here.
Okay, so how do you survive? Do you have like a membership in Herbal Health Review so people can have access to this huge volume of information?
Yes, and that's, it's a complete system where you have access to me for 2 hours every Thursday to ask me questions where we can monitor the results and so forth. Yes, so it is a membership. And the membership is $195 one time for a lifetime membership in this ministry. And if you can't do that, because there is a lot of people who can't, there's a lot of people in hard times. So for a $20 monthly, you can become a member. You can access this. You get a username and a password to use this website. It has an herbal descriptions course, so you can learn all about herbs. That's all on the website. It's free. There's the health discussions every Thursday. That's free. It's $20 monthly or $195 for a lifetime membership, and that's how the system works.
Well, I can see the value in having a lifetime membership and always having access to this information and always having access to you to answer specific questions that either perhaps aren't covered on the website or they just can't find it. So I imagine that there's a lot of people out there that would do the monthly subscription and purely by virtue of the fact that their health is getting better and they're spending less on other supplements and they're spending less on medications, they're spending less on other means of maintaining their health, that then they could upgrade that monthly membership to a lifetime membership, and then they don't have to pay another dime. I'm thinking that would be the way I would do it.
Yes, so it's a system that even goes deeper because when you click on the link on the website there where it's talking about Gymnema sylvestri, which is a plant's Hindi name, and it translates in Hindi to sugar destroyer. So this is so there's an herb called Gymnema sylvestri that reduces the amount of sugar, so that helps you control your sugar and with diabetes. It reduces the ability to detect sweetness. It's regarded as one of the most powerful herbs for blood sugar control, and it may work by boosting the activity of enzymes that help cells use glucose, or by stimulating the production of insulin. And that so you see that herb and it's talking about it, but here's the rest of the story. You click on that herb and you open a link in a new tab and you go to that link that's being opened in a new tab and you're looking at the Gymnema sylvestri. So now the manufacturer, it becomes your coach and is tracking everything that you're using and knows what you're going to need next, knows when it's time to quit taking the Gymnema sylvestri because you don't need it anymore, and that's how people are getting well. And that system where the manufacturer is involved was forbidden and banned. And that's now available for the first time in the world. It's never been available from America before like this.
That's big.
So now You've got the manufacturers tracking everything. I know what the manufacturer's doing. I'm directly involved, but I don't get anything from the sale of any product. I'm obeying their rule, even though I don't have to. I won the case. But I don't want to antagonize the FDA.
The FDA is not somebody you want to antagonize. You definitely don't want to poke that bear. But I think you're poking them enough as it is.
I definitely did. And see, so that's the thing. And then we go back from so it's an absolutely full system. You're looking at the information. You can see the product and you say, hey, I would like to try that. You don't have to go anywhere. You just click on it and they put it in the shopping cart on that betterhealthherbs.com website. And I get nothing from it. And they're tracking everything and letting me know what we need. I know what you need next. I know what you ordered. And that's a beautiful system. So there's just the tip of the iceberg of how this thing works. And then you got me teaching this class every Thursday for 2 hours. So and then you can also text me. You can email me. My email address is truman@herbalhealthreview.com. Just like the website, herbalhealthreview.com. My email address is Truman, TRUMAN at herbalhealthreview.com. And my phone number is 503-362-5899. And remember, I've been doing this for over 60 years. I'm 82 years old, and this really works. It's a complete system. That part of this diabetes thing here is taking some herbs, and it's also changing your diet. It's focusing on if it's affecting your eyes, we got to work on your eyes. If it's been affecting your heart or your kidneys, we know what to do. We have the herbal system. We have all these reports that educate you and that you can click on products and learn more about and get more involved in your own natural healing. It works.
And that was 503-362-5899?
That's correct, sir. 503-362-5899.
Okay, so there is both your email address at herbalhealthreview.com and your phone number.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that up on the screen for a few minutes so people can take notes and jot things down. One thing I'd like to do now, I have not heard from anybody that diabetes is reversible. And both type 1 and type 2. I have heard that type 2 can be managed with diet, but I've never heard that type 1 and type 2 can be reversible. Now, what other goodies do you have in your grab bag where something that is normally accepted as incurable, you have on your website and you have a way to deal with it? What's something else? What's another biggie?
Here is the rest of the story.
Well, I gotta love it.
The raw truth. Over on the side panel, you have some miscellaneous information. There's the member intake form right there, and you can click on that and become a member and help us get this brand new system that's been 60 years in the making. Let's get this system out to everybody. Let's help people. I mean, where can people get help with all this information for $20 monthly or $195 for a lifetime membership? Anyway, get involved in that and become a member. But below that, in this miscellaneous information, is a Make Lifestyle Changes system. Here is the diet that makes you Superman or Superwoman. And when you're 82 years old, you still feel great. You've got a lot of energy. You've got clarity. You can still work. You still hug. I'm hugging my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and their soon-to-be great-great-grandchildren. All from one daughter. I have 8 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren so far. But anyway, it's this Make Lifestyle Changes report. And I clicked on it over in the miscellaneous information over there. But this is the rock you stand on. This is what you're looking for when you want to have energy and you want to feel good, because we're not getting enough nutrients. Okay, the soils are depleted. If you're shopping in the market, if you're not eating organic, there's nothing in what you're eating. It looks like a tomato, but it's nothing. There's no minerals and vitamins in it. So that's the problem. So this gives you a diet system.
And thanks to genetic modification, even a tomato isn't a tomato anymore.
Right. So this is the Make Lifestyle Changes diet system that it even proves that it improves your mood, and helps to get rid of depression when you have a better diet. And drinking half of your weight in ounces of pure spring water with minerals in it. Every morning, you know, about 16 ounces. And if you put a slice of organic lemon in there and squeeze that lemon juice in there, then that's going to drive that water alkaline. You see, the body's too acid, and it gets too acid, and it's, especially when you're feeding it, if you don't have a perfect organic diet, and you get too acid. So this lemon drives your pH more alkaline, and it flushes the kidneys out. Lemon juice will flush out the kidneys, which is a very good thing. So now, if we're starting our day with 16 ounces of that water with the lemon juice in it, and it's got minerals in it, it's mineral water. And by the way, don't drink out of these little plastic bottles. No, because they got all of these molecules of plastic floating around in it, and especially it's coming from the lid is what science has found out. So you're getting these molecules of plastic, and the plastic is loading up in the body, and science doesn't know what that's doing to the body. So we have to avoid drinking from a plastic bottle. Get a cup, you know, and if you've got all you've got is water from the plastic bottle, take the lid off, throw it away, empty the contents in your cup of water. But the key here in this diet is all these super nutrients. The first one listed is B12 and folic acid. And B12 and folic acid will rejuvenate every cell in your body. It will wake up your brain and make you smarter. So,
I need that.
So a half dropper of that three times a day, squirt it right under your tongue. That's called sublingual. That means it's going to go under the tongue and go directly into the bloodstream. So anytime you have a liquid and you're swishing around your mouth a little bit and then swallowing with the juice, water, or tea, and then you're going to get all the nutrients because they're going directly into your under your tongue sublingually and right into the bloodstream. So that's cool. So that's the state-of-the-art delivery system, folks. Anyway, B12 and folic acid, half a dropper full three times a day, squirt it right under your tongue. And then vitamin D3. About 90% of the America is deficient in vitamin D3. And
what's a good rule of thumb for the amount of D3 to take? Because they say that it's a fat soluble vitamin, that you can get too much of it, and that you shouldn't stray too far from the US RDA. But I've also heard from people that the RDA for D3 is much lower than it should actually be. What are your thoughts on that?
Vitamin D3, the way we use it, and the study I cite in my report, Breast and All Cancer, on the website herbalhealthreview.com under Common Conditions, the Breast and All Cancer Report, it cites a study regarding vitamin D. And the study says vitamin D will slash the risk of cancer by 77%. Now, when 90% of the population is deficient in vitamin D, that's making the pharmaceutical companies wealthy with cancer. Mm-hmm. Because it causes it. For many, many years, doctors would only prescribe 1,000 milligrams. Finally, now they're prescribing more. But the real way to do it is to get the liquid drops, and one drop equals 1,000 milligrams of, or IUs of, vitamin D3. So one drop, 1,000 IUs of vitamin D3. And the trick is to start with 50,000. That's 50,000 IUs. That's 50 drops. Okay, 50 wow. drops. And you're going to do that one time a day. And you're only going to do it for 15 days. Okay, then now you have loaded up with vitamin D, and you don't want to overdo it. That's right. You know, so that's, you go 15 days. 16th day, 10 drops, 10,000. And you stay on that, and you stay on it for 6 months. And you want to cycle it into where you're in October, at the beginning of flu season, bam, that's when you do it, in October. And then in spring, like March, April, in the springtime, you then do it again. You take 50,000 for 15 days. And those are the times when you're really boosting your immune system and you're working with nature, because that's when October, that's when you lose the sun, and you got winter and you don't have sun. And so, and people are already vitamin D deficient. Then they don't, and then all of a sudden the sun is shut off, you know, where, unless they live in the Bahamas, you know, or Jamaica, yeah. Something like that. But anyway,
and then you do 50 for another 15 days, and then you just go back to 10,000 for another 180.
You got it. You got it. So you're just doing that, and you're rolling with the seasons, and you're working with nature, and you're giving yourself a reasonably good dose, which is 10,000 IUs daily. If your immune system is dropped, and you could use extra vitamin D, or if you come down with if the flu season is, everybody's, you know, around you has the flu and so forth, which is a whole nother report we could get into, by the way, is how to deal with any kind of a flu. We'll do that one of these times. But the key here is that you're getting all of these super nutrients. You're getting B12 and folic acid that's going to rejuvenate every cell. You're going to get a dose of a vitamin D3 to boost your immune system, and then you're going to be on a high level of vitamin D3, and you're going to see that your immune system is going to be working fine. There's pregnenolone for people who are under a lot of stress, And who and there's a lot of stress out lately, you know. But yeah. pregnenolone, that's what they give a military pilot so they can fly another mission. It's the mother of all hormones. It's inexpensive. I mean, the hormones are rather inexpensive, and that's the mother of all hormones. Anyway, that's something that you would be able to take if it would be working for you. And that's optional. So pregnenolone is optional. If your stress levels are fine, your hormonal levels are fine, don't take it. But underneath that is another super nutrient. And that super nutrient is fulvic acid. So that's a breakdown of all the plant material and all of the life that goes into the soil. Then the soil is loaded with all this fulvic acid that has all these super minerals, vitamins, and everything in it. So you take this fulvic acid, and that's a super tonic, and it's inexpensive.
That's usually accessible in like a humic and fulvic acid preparation. And one of them does one thing and the other one does the other, but the two work together. One of them cleans the junk out of the cell and energizes it, and then the other one carries the toxins away. Is that right?
That's right. So then you're getting all these minerals and vitamins and so forth, and these super nutrients and the vitamin D and the B12, and then you want to take a really good multiple vitamin. And once again, I like liquid multiple vitamins. I don't like taking pills. I take enough of those as it is because I've been doing this a long time. But get a good multiple vitamin. And if we have a person who has a compromised immune system, then there's a nutrient called colostrum. And colostrum, you take a half a teaspoon or 1 to 2 capsules daily of this colostrum. And that's what comes into mother's milk along with the mother's milk is the colostrum. And that's the first thing that baby gets is colostrum and mother's milk.
That's what helps little baby cows become big, big cows.
That's right. And that's what also humans, the same thing. So it's so important that baby gets, breastfed with all those immune factors and so forth. That's one of the, critical things for a baby's health. But sometimes later in life, their immune system is compromised and they find that they could use an immune system booster. So colostrum, they could take some colostrum capsules or colostrum powder. That helps the immune system. But if you don't have that problem, leave it out. But everybody needs calcium and magnesium. Magnesium is another thing that everybody's deficient in. And they're cramping up and they got cramps and so forth and they don't know why. And their bones are they're going into osteoporosis and so forth because they're not getting enough calcium to the bones. And so we find that everyone could use a calcium and magnesium supplement, about 400 milligrams of each. It would be in a ratio of 400 milligrams of magnesium once or twice in the morning. Or 1 or 2 capsules in the morning of magnesium and 1 or 2 capsules of 400 milligram of magnesium at night. Then that's going to prevent the cramping a lot of people go through, and they're going to sleep better because magnesium relaxes every muscle in your body. So you feel calm. So you're feeling calm and your muscles are getting the magnesium that they need. And you don't need a lot of calcium. All you need is about 600 milligrams of calcium at bedtime. And then one of the most important things you can learn here in this report is about betaine HCL. You see, the betaine HCL, That's the hydrochloric acid that turns into pepsinogen that converts to pepsin, the enzyme. So if this enzyme is breaking down the calcium that's normally getting trapped in the tissues that they're on their way to the bones, they don't get there. Then they have osteoporosis. However, when they're taking one betaine with each meal, if there's whatever calcium's in there, it's helped transporting it through the tissues, and it's getting all the way to the bones, hair, teeth, fingernails. So that's and it's helping your digestion. You're breaking down food now better than ever before. Your digestion is perfect. You have no stomach problems at all. And if there is acidosis, then GERD, gas acid reflux, then you take two of these betaine HCl tablets, and with about 12 ounces of water, and in 10 minutes the acid reflux is gone. So gone. So you wanted to know, I wanted to share that with you, because a lot of people have digestive disorders and they don't know about betaine HCl gets rid of that.
Yeah, and they're going to their doctors and they're getting these, like the V, I don't even want to use the word. They're getting all of these pharmaceutical things for treating reflux and acidosis, and it is just continually throwing the body's chemistry so completely out of balance that the body doesn't know where it's coming or whether it's coming or going. Now, one thing I did want to mention, I wanted to clarify something on magnesium. It's important what magnesium you get, right? Because most of the magnesium on the shelf is magnesium oxide. Magnesium oxide, from what I hear, is only 4% bioavailable. So basically, you get about as much benefit of licking the label on the bottle as you do from taking anything inside the bottle. What formulation of magnesium should people be looking for?
So when I click on, again, see, this is the cool thing about this report. Now here we want to know what's in that magnesium. So we clicked on the product link, and now we're looking at the nice bones. And now here's the answer. The answer is, it is, number one, it's got 1,000 IUs of vitamin D in it, and that's great. And the calcium is calcium carbonate citrate aspartate. It's chelated. And that's a Greek word for meaning it's clawed onto. It's clawed onto with citrates and aspartates to break down the carbonate, to break down the calcium so that you can digest it. And then the magnesium is an oxide citrate aspartate. So it's multiply chelated. So it's all totally broken down and bioavailable.
So it does have the citrate in it.
Yes.
Magnesium citrate is one of the most popular things that you'll find in like the higher buck vitamin stores and things.
Right. And you very seldom will see a combination of these carbonate, citrate, aspartate. You don't generally see one or the other, but this is a combination, and that's good because it's more bioavailable. And that gives us, let's see, you take three of them. So three of them is going to equal 1,000 IUs of vitamin D, 1,200 milligrams of calcium, and 600 milligrams of magnesium. So what I'm looking at is that you might need three in the morning, and you might need three at night if you have any cramping. Mm-hmm. So just know that you can increase the dosage. You can take three in the morning, then again, if you do have any cramping, or if you have a tightness in your limbs, the magnesium will relax that. Okay.
Okay. Now, what about MS? Do you have anything on the website about MS? Because I hear tell that's incurable and it's untreatable for less than many, many thousands of dollars in IV infusions that take, in some cases, hours.
I just had a lady a few days ago order an MS kit that the folks over there at Health and Herbs makes because she said this stuff really works. So that's kind of interesting that you mentioned MS because getting good results with natural remedies for multiple sclerosis. And what we've done now, we've gone over to the website, herbalhealthreview.com. We've clicked on common conditions and we've gone down to the MS multiple sclerosis report and we're clicking read more. Okay, so we're going down into it. Now, this is a diagram of the central nervous system and gives you a good visual of what people are going through with multiple sclerosis because it's an inflammatory disease and it's causing damage to the insulating covers of nerve cells in the brain, in the brain, and in the spinal cord.
Both places. I thought it was just the brain.
Both places. It's going. Causing damage to insulating covers of the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. And this damage, it results in the inability of parts of the nervous system to communicate, leading to a vast range of physical and mental and occasionally psychiatric symptoms. So that's what we're dealing with here. And now...
What are some of the go-to?
So the first thing that's going to... the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to, if it's affecting the spinal cord, pregnenolone that is good for stress. If there is a spinal cord injury, that hormone, if you give it to them immediately when they get the spinal cord injury, the spinal cord can regrow itself back together. If you do it later, it can release a lot of inflammation and tension from the spinal cord. But that's how that pregnenolone works. Not only is it good for a military pilot to use so that they can reduce the stress and fly another mission, but that's what pregnenolone is used for. But anyway, the first thing that it's saying is that these folks with MS, they need a good, powerful, multiple vitamin. And so you want to go to your health food store and pick up, ask them which one is the best liquid of multiple vitamin, and then decide, whether you want that one or not. But that's what you need is a good, powerful, multiple vitamin.
Okay, if you can't find a vitamin in liquid form, can you get one in like gel form, like the liquid in a gel cap?
I'm sure you can. You're going to get vitamins, in a gel cap. But one of the greatest super nutrient multiple vitamin that you can get is to get that super green foods blend, and you can get it as a liquid or you can get it as a powder, and that's chlorella, spirulina, barley grass, wheat grass, alfalfa, olive leaf extract. It's got seaweed in it. It's complete. It's a multi blend. I invented that one about 40 years ago, that blend. Wow. It's called Super Green Foods. And yeah, it's probably listed here somewhere because it's popular. But so besides a good multiple vitamin and things like super green foods in powder or liquid, there is a pain and MS relief herbal tincture extract that is a compound of herbs that work on the pain of MS and calm the nerves down. And it reduces the muscle spasms and hysteria and nervous conditions with people who have that kind of a problem. And it's good for head problems, head pain, head aches, and facial twitching. And it reduces some of the MS symptoms.
Wow.
So,
So one of the go-to treatments for MS or one of the go-to things that they prescribe is pain medications, and they're pretty serious pain medications, you know, and many of them are opioid. And now with the whole push against the opioid epidemic, they're calling it, now even MS patients are having difficulty getting the maintenance of their opioid prescriptions. Now, there's a number of ways to get off opioid pain medications. The first of which is, well, eliminate the pain, and then you don't need the medication. So what you're saying is that the MS kit contains a tincture that accomplishes that. There's another thing that I heard about is hemp paste and activating the endocannabinoid system that actually helps to deaden the pain and relieve people of opioid addictions. I had a friend who was diagnosed with cancer. They had her on 18 different doses of opioid pain meds per day. And I started her on hemp paste, and she was off of the opioid meds and out of pain within 4 to 7 days. And it was absolutely amazing what happened. And I'm really glad that this tincture also has, you know, some of the same effect.
Yes, yes. And there's a whole a group of things that can be done here, and aspects of MS, which Lyme disease often mimics, and they're confused as to whether it's Lyme disease or MS. Mm-hmm. So we dealt with Lyme disease in this particular report, and we spoke about a particularly wonderful herb called sarsaparilla, which is a sarsaparilla, which traditionally was used as a general tonic for relieving fatigue, but also to treat rheumatism, the common cold, leprosy, gonorrhea, and gout. And it was one of the early effective treatments for syphilis. Sarsaparilla has been shown activity against Borrelia, the bacterium that causes Lyme disease. It has been adopted as a primary herb by the Lyme community.
They used to sell it like soda pop.
No, that's sarsaparilla.
That's sarsaparilla. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And it's easy to confuse the two. This is sarsaparilla, sarsaparilla. The thing about this is its ability to kill bacteria, endotoxins, substances that are released by the killed bacteria can cause significant systemic symptoms when pathogenic bacteria are killed. It is the source of Herxheimer reactions during treatment of both Lyme disease and syphilis. Sarsaparilla has been shown to decrease Herxheimer reactions. People with psoriasis has been linked to endotoxins produced by pathogenic bacteria in the gut. And not surprisingly, sarsaparilla has been used for ages in treatment of psoriasis.
What about eczema? Can eczema be brought on by like a parasitic infection?
Eczema. Well, sarsaparilla has potent anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties. It's also demonstrated usefulness for treating other types of skin conditions, including eczema and acne. And of course, a lot of these things could also be treated with bentonite clay. And there's a lot of other treatments and things that can be employed if one needs to. But sarsaparilla is known to enhance the immune function. And that's what we got to do. We always got to treat the problem, but we got to build, boost them back up again. We got to enhance the immune function. And the sarsaparilla also has other adaptogenic properties, which means it reduces fatigue. Because people get tired, man. They get worn down from this. But then the sarsaparilla reduces the fatigue, and it improves stress tolerance. You can take more punishment, and hopefully not. But the main benefit and qualities of sarsaparilla are the fact that it binds to endotoxins. It reduces our Herxheimer reactions. Its antibacterial properties against gram-negative pathogen syphilis and Lyme. And it's beneficial for psoriasis and potentially other skin conditions. It's anti-inflammatory, it's antioxidant, it's immune enhancing, it's adaptogenic, and side effects are uncommon. Sarsaparilla is generally well tolerated. So anyway, I just wanted to share a little bit on sarsaparilla, but there's all this information.
We've covered an awful lot. We've covered an awful lot of information already. Unfortunately, we've got about 60 seconds left of the show. I would love to have you back again so we can talk about more of this stuff. I want you to take a minute or two and just let people know how they can find you, what your website address is, and I'll put that on the screen too. And also your email and your phone number is on the address. And how can they find your weekly broadcast on Thursdays? Is there a link on your website, herbalhealthreview.com, where they can find the link to either monitor the show or call in and be a part of it and ask questions?
Yes, on that website, herbalhealthreview.com. I'm over there now, and I'm clicking on health discussions, and it brings up, you can link right there. You can join it on YouTube and see the latest YouTube. And then it gives all the information here on that link, herbalhealthreview.com. Click on health discussions, and you're looking at all the ways to join us over Jitsi and YouTube and many other channels. There's a dial-in telephone number here, too, that you can dial into. And that dial-in telephone number every Thursday from 3 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, 3 to 5 p.m. every Thursday, you can dial in 1-512-647-1431. And the PIN number is 690-710-375#. So please visit that website and please become a member and fill out that member intake form. And my telephone number is 503-362-5899. My email address is Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, at herbalhealthreview.com, just like the website. Thank you for listening. Please invite me back again.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you, and we've covered just a tremendous amount of information, and I'm just so happy that I was able to give you a platform to talk about this. And thank you. You saved my butt, because I have this will be on bbsradio.com tonight, and now I have something to put up there. I don't have to publish a replay. So I want to thank you so much for joining me, and I definitely do want to have you back as soon as possible, because we literally only touched the tip of the iceberg.
We literally only perish for lack of knowledge. Our people perish for lack of knowledge.
Our people perish for lack of knowledge. So thank you so very much, Truman. I do so appreciate you being here, and I cannot wait to have you back again. So take care. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on Logical Thinking.